WJZ, New York. NBC now presents the noted commentator and expert of foreign affairs, William Hillman, with the latest news of the war in the Pacific. Mr. Hillman.
A Japanese broadcast, just heard by the NBC, says that informed sources in Japan believe Germany will declare war on the United States within 24 hours. And here's a bulletin from Fairbanks, Alaska. United States Army authorities today posted guards at all utilities and at Fairbanks Airport. The garrison was placed on alert. An American Legion emergency squad was mobilized and took over guard duties within the city. Japan has attacked every main the United States and British possession in Central and Western Pacific and has invaded Thailand and Malaya. Thus briefly summarized is the amazing and sudden blitzkrieg launched by Japan in the Far East on Sunday. Japan's formal declaration of war against both the United States and Britain came 2 hours and 55 minutes after Japanese planes, without warning, spread death and destruction in Honolulu and Pearl Harbor at 7:35 Sunday morning. Up to this hour, bulletins and radio dispatches from the Far East and Washington and other capitals tell of new assaults and new events. One of the latest dispatches tells of the Japanese bombing of Singapore and the Japanese landing in North Malaya, 300 miles north of Singapore. The bombing of the important British naval base at Singapore caused a small loss of life among civilians and some property damage. Singapore was bombed in two attacks. The Japanese struck before an alarm was sounded, but disappeared as soon as British fighters took the air. About 300 Japanese troops landed on the east coast of Malaya and began filtering through the jungle-fringed swamps and river fields toward Kataburu Airdrome, which is 10 miles north, or rather 10 miles from the northern terminus of a railroad leading to Singapore. British defenders repulsed the initial Japanese landing force, but other roads